It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. It's October 5th, a Friday, and that means new music. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade. And yes, besides new music, we have an interview for you with a very elusive artist who has one of the most anticipated albums of the week. See if you can recognize this voice.
There was a year of time where I needed to find what I was going to do in my life. During that time, Lana Del Rey reached out to me personally, and she reminded me of the camaraderie that used to exist in the 90s with my friends' bands.
But before we get to that interview, let's talk about a few more new albums out today.
Yeah, let's kick things off today, the new releases, with a group who has their first album in 5 years. This is Phosphorescent with C'est La Vie, that's the name of the new album. And those 5 years fans have been waiting for the band, have been very busy, actually, for the band. The lead singer, Matthew, fell in love. He started a family. He moved to Nashville. He built his own studio. And songs like New Birth in New England really pull that in. They just spill over with this joy and this jingle of possibility.
I was sitting at a bar in New England. I was thinking about another beer.
The voice is back. Not the TV show, the legendary singer behind all of Journey's biggest hits. After putting his career on hiatus for almost a quarter century, Steve Perry is back with his third solo album, his first since 1994. Why is he back in the studio? Well, he actually talked with our colleague Jill Riley and explained that he was inspired by a relationship with a woman named Kelly Nash, who tragically died of cancer.
She asked me, I remember one time, to make a promise to her. She said, if something was to ever happen to me, honey, make me one promise. And I said, what's that? She said that I would not go back into isolation, for she feels it would make this all for naught. And I'm thinking, what does she mean by this all for naught? And I'm sat quiet in that before I answered. And I thought, my God, she means the arc of her being who she was before she met me. We meet each other. She's still fighting her struggle. If she was to lose her life, it's got to have some meaning, some purpose. And I mean, the album isn't all sadness. Don't misunderstand me. But just committing and not going back into isolation is what she asked me. And so I made that promise.
Unsurprisingly, the album is full of vintage-sounding Steve Perry power ballads with that unmistakable voice in full form on songs like Sun Shines Gray.
And just in time for Halloween, Tom York has some very spooky music for us. The lead singer of Radiohead has done solo projects in the past, but this one is a little bit different. He's created the soundtrack for the remake of the supernaturally scary and visually creeptastic cult film Suspiria. Initially, he didn't even want to take on the project, since the soundtrack originally featured this Italian prog rock band Goblin. And that music was so iconic that he didn't even want to touch it. He finally got over that by telling himself that he was just making spells. He said, it was a sort of freedom I've not had before. I've not worked in the format of song arrangement. I'm just exploring. Check out the hypnotic and haunting track, Has Ended.
Okay, let's get to that interview. Today, Cat Power releases her 10th album named Wanderer. It's intimate even by her own standards. It's a folk-inflected collection of unadorned ballads and quiet anthems, and for her many fans, it will feel like a total balm. The first we heard of this new album was the single Woman, a collaboration with Lana Del Rey. Sean Marshall told me about how this collaboration came to be and what it means to her to be collaborating with Lana Del Rey at this time.
Right before I was supposed to master the record, Lana Del Rey asked me to go on tour with her. So I waited on the mastering. And when I got home from that tour, I realized I should ask Domino Records if they would allow me to attach this song called Woman because of exactly what's going on. And I didn't understand why I was holding back. And now I realized, don't you feel a lot better standing in the street with your protest sign with someone else standing there with you than you do all by yourself?
I also asked about how her Southern heritage influences her music.
My soul has Southern honey. That's where I learned to play in the woods and run barefoot in the wet tobacco field, the red mud. You know, it's where I play with the tadpoles and all the food, the smells of the, you know, the tobacco shack and the barbecue and the church and the church and the church and the, you know, the sweaty summers, you know?
Yeah.
The icy winters, the hills, the music, my family, my ancestors, Cherokee, like half of my heart is, will always be, I'll always be that.
Of course, I had to ask about Bob Dylan, who I learned she refers to as God Dylan, although she said she'd never call him that around his son, her friend Jacob Dylan.
Bob is, I think Bob was my first teacher. I think Billy was my first friend. Otis was my first father. Aretha was my first angel. And Bob was my first teacher. He's telling us the news. He's telling us the temperature, the truth. And that any story I write or poem or painting or drawing or photo or anything that I create, I'm searching for the pulse of truth there. I'm searching for a translation of truth, a translation of connection. And Bob, God, Dylan, I'm just kidding. Jacob would kill me. Mr. Zimmerman has taught many, many, many people to turn their lights on.
And I asked her about how artists open conversations about health issues. And she told me about how she and other artists have addressed health issues, physical and mental, through their art.
I feel like art is this great translation to us. All the arts, from dance to poetry to film to science. I feel like science is an art because of its truth. It's just number one point thousand point 0.1 truth. I feel like artists, whether they know it or not, Patti Smith told me that, Sean, you have a responsibility as an artist, you know, to say your truth, because, you know, you won't get fired from your corporation. You might have to bear the brunt of it, but that's part of, like, the translation.
You can hear a longer version of that interview over at thecurrent.org in our music news feature. We'll also be releasing it over the weekend as a special episode of the podcast.
So just yesterday, we were talking on the podcast about this big movie that's coming out or just came out that would be called A Star is Born, starring Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. Bradley Cooper also directed the film. But we didn't really touch that much on the music. And the soundtrack comes out today, and people are freaking out. And the music, when you watch it, it's so integrated into the movie. I mean, this is about people who fell in love with each other, but also, you know, showcase this love of music. And I think one of the breakout songs from it was this song, Shallow.
And that's today's music news. You can hear all these new releases over at thecurrent.org, where you can also subscribe for our new music news newsletter, thecurrent.org/musicnews. I'm Jay Gabler.
I'm Jade.
Our producer is Anna Wagle. We will be back on Monday with more music news.
And don't forget, over the weekend, we have the special extra long episode, that conversation with Cat Power.
We got deep.